Amy Gaskill. Welcome to the Walk a Mile in My Boots podcast, brought to you by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Pacific Region, an agency of the United States Department of the Interior. Thank you for joining us. Two men by their dress from vastly different backgrounds stand together looking out over the rangeland at the 100 head of cattle they'll need to move into a fenced pasture nearly half a mile away. Wearing sporty mirrored sunglasses, a gray fishing hat, new rawhide gloves, and hiking shoes, Assistant Director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's Endangered Species Program, Brian Arroyo, spent 3 days working as a ranch hand on southeastern Oregon's Roaring Springs Ranch from July 22nd through the 25th, far from the bustle of Washington, D.C. With his sweat-stained cowboy hat, worn leather chaps, dusty worn cowboy boots, and appearing to be very much at home, Roaring Springs Ranch manager Stacy Davies taught Arroyo the art of ranching in the West and how he manages Roaring Springs to enhance wildlife habitat. Davies and Arroyo are participants in the job exchange program Walk a Mile on My Boots, a highly successful program established in 2003 as a partnership agreement between the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the National Cattlemen's and Beef Association, and the National Cattlemen's Foundation. This program was designed to foster a greater mutual understanding, respect, and improved communication between ranchers and natural resource employees in the challenging conservation decisions they each make every day. Now let's visit Brian Arroyo and Stacy Davies on the Roaring Springs Ranch in French Glen, Oregon.
The Fish and Wildlife Service is committed to working with landowners and ranchers. And particularly, this program provides an opportunity for us to come out and really experience firsthand how these ranchers make it work in an economically viable venture, and also how they maintain the balance of biodiversity within their ranches.
Walk a Mile in My Boots program gives us the opportunity to bring someone from an agency into our life and share our lifestyle, our challenges, our successes with them, and better understand how the agency works and what a fellow like Brian needs to do and what he does on a daily basis.
Roaring Springs Ranch is a livestock operation with a business plan that some environmentalists would say attempt the impossible, focusing on the health of the rangeland and the wildlife it supports. Owned by the Bob and Jean Saunders family of Portland, Oregon, this is a vast cattle operation that encompasses 260,000 deeded acres and 800,000 acres of federal grazing allotments, and is overshadowed by the 9,773-foot Steens Mountain.
The ranch mission statement is to be environmentally, economically, and socially sustainable. And the environmental portion of the mission statement is highly dependent upon working cooperatively with the agencies, whether it be U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, Bureau of Land Management, environmental, the EPA. We work with a variety of agencies on all the different issues, and working cooperatively with them is critical to the overall management and sustainability of the ranch.
The ranch employs 14 buckaroos, or cowhands, who wrangle 6,000 cow-calf pairs, while hay crews harvest more than 200 tons of alfalfa annually from 20,000 acres of irrigated meadows. The ranch's boundaries extend 70 miles in a diamond configuration from the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Malheur National Wildlife Refuge to the Oregon-Nevada border. Its broadest point is 30 miles wide. Roaring Springs supports 1,050 wild mustangs, plus uncounted pronghorn antelope, Rocky Mountain elk, cougars, coyotes, bobcats, and thousands of birds, among them raptors, cranes, and migrating waterfowl, shorebirds, wading birds, and songbirds.
Yesterday we rode for a few hours and moved cattle from one pasture to the next, and then we spent the rest of the day with a university professor, Tamsin Stringer, from the University of Nevada, Reno. We've had many college students do graduate and master's degree programs on the ranch where their projects are on the ranch. They use the ranch as a laboratory in their scientific experiments, and Tamsin walked us through those different projects and showed us some of the things that they're learning that will apply to management of the ranch.
Where I sit at a desk in Washington, D.C., you don't get to see firsthand. Yesterday we were visiting some of the researchers, and all the research that they're doing on the ranch, from the seedlings of native grasses all the way to water infiltration, implications of having more or less canopy cover from juniper, are state-of-the-art research projects and information. And Stacy's incorporating all of that information and knowledge into his management scheme.
Davies gave Arroyo a tour of the conservation work he is doing for tui chub and red band trout. Davies initiated the nationally recognized Catlow Valley Fishes Conservation Agreement that has kept the red band trout off the endangered species list.
In 1997, Roaring Springs Ranch entered into a candidate species conservation agreement with U.S. Fish and Wildlife Ecological Services, Malheur Wildlife Refuge, Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, BLM, and the ranch. So five signatories to the agreement. We identified 130 threats to the Catlow red band trout in that plan, and then we laid out an action steps to overcome those various threats. And over a 10-year period, we've eliminated or accomplished the action steps to eliminate 110 of those 130 original threats identified.
Davies has developed a high-intensity, short-duration grazing schedule that keeps his cattle fed while safeguarding the range grasses, including willows along 140 miles of streams and rivers where rare native red band trout and tui chub live. Willow thickets shade and cool the streams and rivers, providing perfect riparian habitat for the survival of these fish species.
Stacy's management scheme is proof positive that you can actually manage for cattle and enhance the diversity of these properties, helping not just list the species, but the whole plethora of dynamics that we have in our ecosystems.
As part of the reciprocal Walk a Mile in My Boot exchange, Davies joined Arroyo in Washington, D.C. the week of August 11th, spending his 3 days meeting with legislators on a variety of conservation issues. Davies also met with the staff of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service's national headquarters, educating them on ranching and wildlife. He also had the opportunity to observe activities related to the daily operations of the nation's principal fish and wildlife conservation agency.
My biggest goal would be to move forward in a way that U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, especially looking at endangered species, I guess I'd like to find a way that having an endangered species would be a positive rather than a negative to a landowner. And I think that's possible. And my gaining a better understanding of how things work in Washington, D.C., maybe I can help influence that direction.
A cowboy through and through, Davies went to his first professional baseball game and his first theater production. He said that although he had a great time, he was looking forward to getting back to his quiet ranch in Oregon.
Large crowds and cities scare me to death, so that aspect of it will be a little challenging.
Managers like Stacy are really the way to ensure that we're going to have the legacy of ranching as an economically viable function in our economy, and also the biodiversity conservation of resources that we are all entrusted with and cherish in this country.
I think the agencies and NCBA are both on the right track with programs like Walk a Mile. There's no way to reach for an average rancher like myself to reach Washington, D.C. without this kind of a program.
The ranching community really doesn't get enough credit for what they do in terms of stewardship of resources. The fact that these resources are on these ranches is only a tribute to the great stewardship that they have had for many, many years.
Rangelands are a valuable part of our heritage, showing that rural landowners care deeply about the land. Ranchers like Stacy Davies have shown that stewardship of the land has been and will continue to be critical to the conservation of fish and wildlife. The Walk a Mile on My Boots program is showing that there is a shared optimism that land management practices are improving and that together we can find ways to continue this positive trend.